KMJ News Time coming up on 7:50. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
More and more people want to visit and stay in Fresno, so we need more places for them to stay, and there's a new place coming, huh, Gabe?
Right. There will be a groundbreaking later this morning, actually at 9:30, for what will be Northeast Fresno's newest hotel, which the developer promises will be the nicest hotel in the entire valley. He seriously is promising that. So the 124-room hotel is being built on a vacant strip of land. It's on Fresno Street near Freeway 41 and Alluvial. It's just east of the Kaiser Permanente Fresno Medical Center. Stone's throw from River Park, and it's near the Fryant Corridor. This is kind of what I'm getting at. It's one of the hottest areas in town for new development, kind of in the area where the Dave & Buster's location is. It's supposed to be open in the first quarter of 2019, and it will have about 130,000 square feet of space, all the amenities. It's actually going to have a restaurant attached to it, which is unique for a hotel here in this area. Going to have a pool, a jacuzzi, and a gym. I think it's about three or four stories, so I've seen some renderings. It's a pretty impressive building. It's going to be called the Hyatt Place Fresno. It's being developed by the Sethi and Boz families of Fresno, and they also own a successful Holiday Inn Express, which is just down the street from the site of their new hotel. Dr. Malik Boz is one of the development partners. He also runs the Boz Allergy, Asthma, and Sinus Center here in Fresno, which also is expanding, has locations all over Central California. Sethi Management in Carlsbad will manage the hotel, and they also run a number of local convenience stores in Fresno, as well as the Motel 6 on Shaw on Highway 99. I'm not sure how much it's going to cost to build. The developer didn't want to disclose that, but I'm sure it's probably pretty substantial. It's going to create 40 new jobs and generate millions of dollars in tax revenue. And yeah, as you mentioned, I think I've heard people say one of the impediments to bringing more conferences to Fresno is just the lack of hotel rooms, so that this should help address that as well.
That is good news, Gabe. We can always use another nice place on the way to Yosemite, and then with the conferences, as you mentioned. Now, you talked about creating jobs. Now we're going to move into saving jobs, and there's a company who's doing that here in California.
Yeah, if you haven't heard of the State Foods grocery chain, chances are you will soon. They're in the business of buying up failing stores and turning them around, and as you mentioned, saving jobs. They currently have 9 locations across the Central Valley. They have new stores in Madera, and one that's going to be opening soon in the former Kmart location in Kingsburg. You know, Kmart had a slate of closures earlier this year. They're based in Sanger, and that's actually where they moved a couple of years ago after they bought a Save Mart that had closed there. So as you see, there's a theme. They kind of come in and take over the locations where you know, other traditional retailers kind of, you know, had a harder time. It's run by the Alomzi family. It's under President Mike Alomzi, who is the second generation head of the business. Business started when his father came here from Yemen in the 1960s, and I think he started with like a liquor store, and it just kind of grew from there. They currently employ 400 people across all of their stores, which is pretty substantial. Many of them are former employees of the grocery chains that closed down, so that they like to come in, and you know, if it works, they just hire the people that already work there that already lost their jobs. But it's a great success story for a business on the move here in the Central Valley. They're not in Fresno yet, but the way things are going, you know, we'll probably see them soon here in town.
Outstanding news this morning, Gabe. Thanks a lot, buddy. You have a great week, all right?
Same to you, Tony.